Independent political commentator and Pan-Africanist Takura Shanganja said the president should not show his intolerance for gays when he addresses such forums.
Well, the president should not use such platforms as the United Nations, the General Assembly, to demonstrate specific intolerance at a time when the country badly needs investment from countries that believe in some of those values. And the president's attitude does not help us in our image globally.
Human rights activist Gladys Hlatshwayo echoed the same sentiments, noting that Mr. Mugabe should always tone down his speech at such events as Zimbabwe depends on the West for foreign aid.
And when you are begging, when you are coming from a country that is in an economic crisis, where you need bailouts, where you need assistance from the global community, you are not supposed to then go on those international platforms and behave in the way that he's behaving.
The two agreed that such a speech was widely expected from the president, who dislikes the West, where he has at times found friends that support him for standing against what Mr. Mugabe thinks is some neo-colonial agenda being pushed by America, Britain and other nations. However, James Shava, a Harare resident, said President Mugabe is spot on most issues, as Zimbabwe fears that it may end up inheriting so-called foreign cultures like homosexuality.
The president was spot on. Africa and Zimbabwe in particular, we should be treated as trading partners and not the recipients of their donor monies, because they come with these stringent conditions, some of which sort of enslave us and also make us subscribe to alien cultures.
Local resident Moses Chireshe also said it is ironic that President Mugabe would speak on human rights and development and yet attack gays who are also human beings.
He was talking about the inextricable link between human rights and development, but he goes on to attack the human rights of others. Because the issue of gays, you have to look at it in this way, that whatever we think, whatever our culture is, we cannot impose our values on other people. You cannot impose your religious beliefs on other people. So I think that the president said those remarks, and also on the issue of sanctions.
Another Harare resident, Chipo Show, castigated the president for complaining about sanctions imposed by the West, saying Mr. Mugabe should address issues like corruption before the restrictive measures are lifted.
Because we have been crying about sanctions for a very long time here in Zimbabwe. What we need to do is now come back home and try to look for local solutions. There's a lot of corruption here, but we are still crying about sanctions.
The West imposed the sanctions on President Mugabe and his inner circle, claiming that the ruling party rigged elections and was violating the rights of its citizens. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.